John Unitas Jr. joins us. The Johnny Unitas Golden Arm Award, which goes out to the top senior quarterback in the country. It's a Baltimore-based award. The name John Unitas is on it, and it is always a pleasure to hear from John Unitas Jr. How are we doing, John?
I'm doing fine, Mark. How are you doing?
We're doing good.
Bulldog, how you doing?
What's up, my man?
Not much. Just hanging out, man.
You know what's amazing? So when you have the Unitas name and the conversation comes up of quarterbacks, and the NFL just unveiled its top 100, your dad was number six.
Mm-hmm.
Is that to just give me the Unitas reaction to dad being number six? Is that good or should he have been higher?
Well, I'm a little biased. I think he should have been number one, but
yeah.
You know, that's just me. But and I'm sure there's other folks that feel the same way. But you know, I'm real proud of it. I'm obviously dad. That put his time in and effort in and earned every accolation he gets and still gets to this day. But, it's a subjective award. I mean, people have their own opinions about it. And, you know, some say, well, Montana should have been number one and Jim Brown should have been number one. Hey, I'm just happy they recognize him, frankly. And, I'm real proud of him and real proud to be his son. And I'm happy to continue his efforts here with the Golden Arm Award and its presentation and what we're all about.
As Johnny Unitas' son and carrying the name John Unitas Jr., in a town in which there's a statue to your father at the football stadium where the Ravens play, and if you tune into shows like this, there's nonstop conversation about quarterbacks. Do people turn to you as an authority because of who your dad is? Like, your opinion, if you're going to have an opinion about a quarterback, John Unitas Jr., it would seem to have some weight.
Well, you know, I'm not an expert, that's for sure, but I did grow up with it. I was a ball boy for the Colts, and I've seen quite a few quarterbacks come up during my father's era. And by far, I'm not an expert, but I certainly know what it takes to be a good quarterback. And I know you guys reflected earlier in the show about Peyton Manning and of course, his brother Eli and Tom Brady and all those guys. You really got to respect those fellas for being able to call their own plays and understanding the game and having a sense of history about the game, and it's really what it's all about. I mean, some of these other quarterbacks don't even call their plays, and I think it all stems from prep ball and then goes through high school and then to college. And if you're not told to read a defense or showed how to read a defense and that sort of thing, you're kind of lost when you get to the pros. So you hopefully have someone to call the right plays for you. I just know my father when I was growing up. He was in the basement and he had a 16-millimeter camera and film, and he was showing it on the paneling on the wood, and it had a forward and a reverse button. That's all it had.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be sitting down there with him, and he could forward and reverse, and he had his playbooks, and he would study that team from the previous week. And when he went into the game, the preparation, he knew exactly what he wanted to do, and so did Raymond, and so did the rest of the players that were on the team. You know, that's the way it should be.
That's fascinating. I can imagine John Unitas Jr. joining us here on the Mark Viviano Show. So you're downstairs with your dad, John Unitas. He's got that 16-millimeter film on the panel wall. Do you ever recall a time in which he said, hey, son, look at this. See this? I'm going to do this on Sunday because of this. Did you ever see those come to life?
Well, I watched what was going on the film. I mean, he never really said, I'm going to do this weekend.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he was keeping those secrets to himself.
No, he wouldn't even tell his son, huh?
No, he wouldn't even acquiesce. So.
He didn't
awesome.
Want you putting the lunch money on it, man.
if I knew back then not what I know now, maybe I would have not had to worry about something.
That's great. Well, quite a crop of candidates available. Or have been nominated, I should say, for the award that bears your father's name. Let the folks here in Baltimore know. I mean, we're talking about a Baltimore-based award and the prestigious list of those guys who have won the award. Give the listeners a little background as to the origins of the Golden Arm Award and its meaning and what it does, because there's a great deal of charity attached to it.
Well, thank you, Mark. I appreciate you allowing me to do that. The award started back in 1987. It was started by my father's college coach, Frank Gitcher, who coached at the University of Louisville, and my dad. And from that time, it's just kind of blossomed and grown from there. It was based in Louisville for many years until I brought it back here in 06, I believe. And I thought it just belonged here in Baltimore. My sponsors really wanted it here in Baltimore as well. And that's frankly where our funding comes from, is strictly from our sponsors. And our lead sponsor is Transamerica Life Insurance Company, which is based here in Aegon Insurance. And, of course, other sponsors would be Dunbar Armored and Union Memorial Sports Medicine, the docs for the Ravens, and the Tremont and Black & Decker and Wells Fargo and Comcast and people like that, Weiss PR Associates. So there are a lot of folks that are integral in the growth of this foundation. But the ward is the platform, and what we do is we promote football on all levels, from prep ball up through high school to college. In addition, we also grant scholarships to underprivileged scholar athletes wanting to move on from high school to go to college. So those scholarships are then awarded to them. The foundation then awards these scholarships to these young men, and again, we base that on their coaches and their ADs from their high schools to tell us that these fellows are deserving of the award. So we're happy to give the money away each and every year. We give about anywhere between $10,000 and $20,000 away each year to these high school graduates, and we'll continue to do that. The platform for the award is obviously the Golden Arm Award, which is presented to the graduating college senior quarterback who's basically using up his college eligibility. And it's based on his on-field performance as well as his character. In addition, he must demonstrate a good citizenship off the field, and those are the character, the morals, and values that my father upheld in his lifetime and career. And a selection committee that I have is very much in tune to those attributes of my dad and these candidates for the award. So we're real happy and pleased with that. They've made some good decisions. Actually, we have 10 former winners of the Golden Arm Award that are still playing or for that matter, on NFL rosters in professional football. So, and I don't think the Heisman can boast that. But
yep.
We're really proud of some of the fellows that we have. You know, such guys like Colt McCoy is doing real well with Cleveland this year. Of course, Matt Ryan, Brady Quinn, Matt Leinart, both the Peyton boys, Peyton and Eli, Carson Palmer at Cincinnati. We got David Carr still out there playing, I believe.
Yeah, he's a backup.
Yep, and Matt Leinart. Matt Leinart, I think, is down with the Houston, isn't he?
Yep, he's a backup there as well. So the award this year, the 10 candidates, and by the way, folks, if you want more information about the foundation and the award, goldenarmfoundation.com. Great history and a list of all the candidates, which include Christian Ponder of Florida State, who will be in College Park tomorrow trying to beat the Terps. When will the final announcement be made? When is the award unveiled here in town?
Well, we have 10 candidates right now, and those are Andy Dalton from TCU, Pat Devlin from the University of Delaware, and Nathan Enderle from Idaho, Colin Kaepernick from Nevada, Jake Locker from Washington, great McElroy from Alabama, as you mentioned, Christian Ponder from Florida State, Ricky Stanzi from Iowa, Tyrod Taylor from Virginia Tech, and Scott Tolzien from Wisconsin. I've sent out my directive to my selection committee to pare that down to 5, and that I should have an announcement to be sent out on Monday, the 22nd. And then from there, we pick the winner. And I probably will announce the winner sometime the first week of December, probably at the very latest, the 6th of December. And, of course, the event is on the 10th of December here in Baltimore at the Tremont Grand.
Outstanding.
Hey, man, I got to ask you before we let you go. Rumor has it that Geno's is coming back to town, my man. You know, are you still down for a Geno's Giant? Did your pop ever take you guys to Geno's?
I went to a great school, Immaculate Conception, right in Towson. And
right.
We used to walk from there to Geno's. It's actually, the building's still there. Nobody's bought it or anything. It's still sitting right across from the investment building. And that used to be Geno's. So we used to go there all the time. I mean, every day.
All right. So the first Geno's Giant is on me. How's that?
You got it, man. I'm ready to go.
John Unitas Jr., the John Unitas Golden Arm Award. Great stuff, great information, a great cause. And anything in the memory of your father, certainly a worthwhile endeavor, not just here in Baltimore, but to football fans nationwide. Great stuff, John. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you very much, Mark Bulldog. You continued success to both of you.
Thank you so much.